Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We are broadcasting live now over 20 hours a week, and I want to just say to you that we are broadcasting not only here on BBSRadio.com, which we're thrilled to be here, but if you go to my website, you'll be able to see hundreds and hundreds of archive shows. Actually, we're reaching the thousand archive mark, and once we reach that, we're going to be opening up a fabulous campaign for all of our listeners. And you'll be able to take a look and see the cities that we're on live 5 days a week. We're in Australia 5 days a week, starting in about 10 days. And this is because you all have supported us phenomenally well. And that's what this show is about. People say, you know, what's the show about? I said, the show is about my listeners. The show is about my listeners. It's about what they need. It's about what they want. It's about the things going on in their lives. And for us to provide education, information, and make sure that what they are getting is absolutely what they need to live life full out. And so that's what this show is about. We bring you topics ranging from sex to spirituality, and we take calls like we're going to take on this show tonight. And for many of you, we have introduced new topics to the show and much more. Today's show has to do with a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. And when I say the topic is near and dear to my heart, it's near and dear to my heart because for a large part of my life, I struggled with this addiction, as countless millions and millions of people worldwide struggle with addiction. But the addiction I'm talking about is smoking. And I have put a campaign together with my friends at Zero Smoke, because it's one thing to have, as I said, the addiction for yourself. It's another thing to watch people you love wasting years of their lives. And so for this show today and for our partnership with Zero Smoke, we're bringing you Dr. Brian Frank, who is an incredible individual who has a passion about this, who travels the world and has talked to people about incredible alternative and Western philosophies, Eastern philosophies, and much more, has brought the Zero Smoke message around the world. I want to just say a little bit about who he is. He is an anesthesiologist, pain management, medical acupuncture specialist. He emphasizes the integration of medical acupuncture into conventional biomedicine. He is widely regarded and sought after as the teacher at national and international medical and acupuncture congresses and symposium. He served as the president of the International Council of Medical Acupuncture and Related Techniques. He's the president of, and he served as president of the American Academy of Medical Acupuncture. So today's show, believe it or not, is about leading edge, groundbreaking approaches that are not going to cost you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We're going to be talking about what he learns and enjoys in teaching auricular therapy, auricular medicine, and what that means. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're looking at smoking right now, but we're talking about many, many other things. And so I want to welcome Dr. Frank to the show and open up this conversation. And I want to say right out of the gate, for those of you out there that are smoking or know someone that's smoking and needs some help, this show is for you. I want to make sure you know 877-876-5227 is the number. We're breaking out of this once and for all. Dr. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dr. Pat. I'm really glad to be here again.
Well, I have to tell you that it's been great to bring you to the different audiences that we have here, listeners that listen to the show. And you and I talked about my own personal story of watching family members, people I love, hooked up to oxygen machines, dying, hardly able to breathe. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that 20, 30 years ago, We didn't have any information that said smoking causes cancer. I mean, isn't this, for some people, doesn't this feel like the all-American betrayal?
Well, it really does, and indeed you're right that, you know, back 20, 30, 40 years ago, we didn't know, and tobacco use in its various forms was quite fashionable, and it was quite pleasurable to many, and it came as really quite a surprise to many, and of course many even refused to believe it for quite some time, but we know now, you know, very clearly that smoking is harmful to your health in so many ways, and yet now we have so many people across the country that have been smoking 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, and it's a serious addiction. It's a very difficult addiction. There are very few people that can just say, you know, this is bad for me, I'm going to quit. And what we find over and over is that people say, yeah, I know I need to quit, I know it'll be better for me, I want to quit. And many times we find they tell us that they've tried 3-4 different methods or approaches to trying to quit.
And where they are with that is where? Trying to quit.
That's right. many people have tried multiple remedies, and I'm real excited to be associated with Zero Smoke because this is a therapy that comes out of medical acupuncture. It comes out of specifically auricular therapy, which is the whole body and the ear, and this is a therapy that has been around for decades, and we know that auricular therapy has an impact, an input to the brain, and one of the very unique and special applications for auricular therapy is to decrease addictions, in this case specifically tobacco.
Well, let's break it down for people. When we talk about auricular therapy, let's give people a sense of what it is, where it originated from, and the power and the potentiality here.
Well, auricular therapy is generally considered a microsystem or a subset of the acupuncture world. However, in its very complex and remarkable form that has come about over the last 50, 55 years, it actually began from a French neurologist named Dr. Paul Noget. Dr. Noget was an MD, a physician, practiced neurology. He also practiced acupuncture, and he saw patients in his clinic who had received a little burn mark for low back pain or sciatica. And these patients had been treated by a non-physician, a woman who knew about this unique procedure to try and eliminate back pain, and indeed, as he inquired of his patients, most of them said, oh, yeah, it helped indeed. It helped when everything else had failed. And so as a physician and as a just incredibly patient and tenacious investigator, he too found that his patients that would come in with back problems would many times receive substantial relief through stimulating a point on the ear. And at that point, that's really all it was. There was, if you go back into the classic texts in China or elsewhere, acupuncture, you know, yes, there were points on the ear that were treated, but there was no formal organized system. But what Dr. Noget did uniquely is he brought together his Western medical training, his neurology training, his acupuncture training, his manual osteopathic type training, and he began to wonder that if there was a point on the ear that could help low back pain, that maybe that point reflected something anatomically rather than just a symptom of back pain. And it was that very unique approach where he then began to say, well, if somebody hurts in their back and we treat them in this point, what if they hurt in their neck? And indeed, that's what led him to the initial discoveries, and ultimately the entire body was found to be projected onto the ear through the brain. And the exciting thing is that now 50, 55 years later, we're even seeing in these last 5, 10 years, we're seeing MRI scans and PET scans and other, you know, neuroimaging scans that are beginning to now give very solid evidence that when we stimulate something on the ear, that there's an effect in the brain. And that corresponds to when the body part that corresponds is stimulated, then you see the same effect on the brain. So it's been a long time in coming, of course, for the neurological research, but we're beginning to get that now as well. That being said, we have known clinically since the early and mid 50s that auricular therapy is a very profound therapy that can oftentimes address a patient's pain problems, their functional medical problems, whether that would be something like menstrual problems or bladder problems or prostate problems or asthma or whatever. And then again, pertinent to this discussion is that really the thing that probably helped bring acupuncture open to America in the early 70s was the use of auricular therapy as a model of acupuncture for the treatment of addiction. And in fact, with Dr. Michael Smith's programs in New York at the Lincoln Hospital, that has served as a template for over 1,500 centers, rehabilitation centers around the globe that utilize auricular therapy as part of their comprehensive addiction programs, even for drugs like heroin and cocaine and crack and things like that.
Well, and what we're finding is that this is a process for folks which enables them to, first of all, make the decision, because without making the decision, this is something that you want to give up. It's really difficult to make it happen, but even if you don't want to give it up and you've kind of been thinking about it and other people have kind of said, you know what, you should really give this up. You know, this is not something where, you know, we're talking about an emotional aspect of this that's going to get in the way. I mean, we're talking about something that's going to be on a part of the body, on the ear, and it's going to enable people to make different choices, incremental choices, if they want, along the way. And most of the time we look at this as, oh, you need to quit now, put it down, all of that stuff. I mean, let's tell people about some of the success stories that you've had with this along the way.
Well, as a medical acupuncturist, for years I and many around the country have used auricular therapy to treat smoking addiction in my clinic. And what I became so excited about Zero Smoke is it's a little double magnet device that simply by the magnetic attraction fits onto the ear, one magnet on each side of the ear. In the upper part of the ear is an area we call Shen Men, and it's commonly used for addiction. And what this provides is an over-the-counter solution for people where many people are going to be successful by a simple over-the-counter solution. They don't all need to go to the specialist. When people have a tennis elbow, they often take something over-the-counter for that, and many times that's all they need. They don't have to go to the specialist immediately. But we have people all over the country that are we're seeing as we go do presentations or shows. We're seeing as last week when we were in Las Vegas at the MTV VMA Awards, we're getting emails from them of their success, and people that have smoked for 10, 15, 20 years and more many times have tried multiple other remedies to try and quit smoking and finally are achieving their success at being smoke-free and a healthy lifestyle through Zero Smoke.
Well, and, you know, going to the VMA Awards in Vegas, I mean, that's a bold move. You know what I'm saying? That's a bold move. I mean, what was it you were hoping to achieve there? Because that definitely is a target audience.
Well, that's right. Certainly in the entertainment industry, there is a high percentage of smoking in that community, and either of the performers and the producers and the various artists or in their family and friends, just like you and I. And so we did know that it would be an audience where smoking was very prevalent. We also knew that the statistics show us that there is a very high percentage of smokers who really do want to quit. And so we felt like this was a good venue to get our message out. And, of course, we were there simply with one of the various hospitality rooms, so we weren't selling anything. We were giving, you know, the product away for either the performers or their friends and family, that type of thing. And And our main thing was to get the word out that there is a solution, an over-the-counter solution that, you know, Dr. Pat, so many people would like to quit smoking, but number one, they need to have the information that there is something that has a good chance of helping them, so that they have a sense of hope. But another thing is that with pills and patches and gum and things like that, they really look at oftentimes a significant investment because they have to repurchase you know, something to consume over and over and over. And with Zero Smoke, it's a single-time purchase. For most people, it's less than the cost of a week's of cigarettes. And it's something that they can place on their ear. The manual and the instructions show them how to do it very readily. And that area that we're treating on the ear truly diminishes the craving that they experience with the cigarettes, and as they begin to withdraw, they may do it all at once if that's their personality, but the neat thing is if it's their personality to just begin to cut back, they can do it that way as well. And as they cut back, then the withdrawal symptoms that most people would normally experience, and indeed those are significant symptoms, auricular therapy, the stimulation through the signal to the brain decreases the withdrawal symptoms as well. And so it makes that process of withdrawal much smoother for the people as they quit smoking.
Well, we've already piqued someone's attention. I think we've got a listener on the line. Who do we have joining us on the show right now? Do you have a question for us?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Linda.
Hey, Linda, how are you? What's your question?
Well, you just said something that intrigued my interest. You talked about significant symptoms. Well, I'm a smoker, obviously, and you talked about the significant symptoms. When you talk about that, what do you mean by that?
Well, thank you for your question. When people begin to quit smoking, the nicotine and actually not just nicotine, but the many other toxins and substances in the tobacco that they've been taking, as you begin to decrease or to quit that consumption, then there are withdrawal symptoms associated with diminishing those products in your system. And that may be headaches, it may be agitation, it may be anxiety, it may be irritability, it may be, seeking the Twinkies on the sofa. There's a variety of things that are pretty common to people that as they begin to quit smoking that are withdrawal symptoms. And
well, how about irritability? I mean, that's
sure.
The thing we hear most.
That's
when
right.
Someone decides to quit smoking, everybody's like clear in the room.
That's exactly right. And so with auricular therapy stimulation, we know that we have an effect on both ends. We have an effect that decreases the craving, but it also smooths out, it diminishes, and in some people nearly eliminates those withdrawal symptoms so that they don't have that irritability, they don't have that level of anxiety or that, and they're able to diminish their smoking, and day by day, week by week, they're able to go ahead and taper on off and smooth out that withdrawal experience.
You know, Linda, are you thinking about quitting? Have we got your attention here today?
You have my attention, and I've been thinking about it for a long time, but there's something that, and I'm not sure what it is, it's almost like a fear.
Well, that's a very valid, sensation. Some people, as they have come to me through the years in my clinical practice, there are fears, there's anxieties, there's a lot of feelings about the anticipation of quitting smoking, and some of those feelings are related to the addiction itself, and some of those are related to the psycho-emotional thought of, can I succeed? Will I succeed? Will I fail? Things like that. I think one of the things we've learned is over the years is that smoking addiction is a very significant addiction, I hope that we're past the days where doctors or any types of therapists would simply try and make a smoker feel bad for having troubles when they're trying to quit, because it is a legitimate addiction, and there is a process of withdrawal, and fortunately that process can be helped with something like Zero Smoke.
Well, Linda, let me ask you this question. what would it take for you to commit to quitting?
Well, I guess there's a couple things. One is that I wouldn't go through the anxiety of it. It's a habit. It's a bad habit. Because when I go to have a cigarette, it's like, well, why do I really need it? And it's just because it's a habit. It's a routine. You know, you have a cup of tea, you have a cigarette. You have a drink, you have a cigarette. You have dinner, you have a cigarette. And it's, what do I do when I don't do that? You know, it's like a reward almost. I know that sounds pretty sick.
Well, you know, you said something very important there, Linda. I'm glad that you did. We know in the neurophysiology of addiction that in the brain, in our addiction centers of the brain, there is in fact something that you can read in the literature. It's called the reward punishment cascade, and these senses of reward are very real. And it doesn't mean that a person is weak. It doesn't mean that they're goofy or anything like that. It's a very real part of an addiction, and again, that's where auricular therapy really had its advent, with auricular therapy and acupuncture coming into America, was through the treatment of addiction. Now, obviously, with something like crack and heroin, things like that, we're not just going to put a little magnet on the ear. It needs intense therapy. But the neat thing about smoking is that smoking is something that many, many people will do very well to be treated with an over-the-counter device that's simple and yet effective.
Well, I had an addiction to soda, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever, and I started to feel sick from it. And when I said, okay, that's it, because I was so addicted to it that I would panic if I didn't have, you know, like the quart bottles in the house and, you know, enough of them that I wasn't going to run out. And when I went, I said, okay, that's enough of that, because I can't deal with it anymore, because I was starting to feel sick from it. And when I quit that, it was very difficult, but the fear of quitting smoking feels worse.
Mm. What, can I ask you this question? Because, you know, we've got a lot of information on the show to share with you about this. What is your greatest fear?
You know, I'm not sure. I can't actually pinpoint it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's just a habit, because I know I feel better when I don't smoke.
Are you afraid that you're going to fail?
No. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. Are you afraid that if you stop smoking, you're not going to have anything to replace it?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Driving to work, I have a cigarette. You know, what do you do in those times when you don't? I mean, do the magnets help with that?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You're indeed right that a lot of the experience that smokers have is habit. But a lot of that habit is driven by the addiction itself, and a lot of that habit is driven by the craving for the nicotine and other substances within the tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can tell you for years, as I have spoken in the public, either at county fairs or public libraries or hospital community gatherings, things like that, through the many years that I've been involved in medical acupuncture, of course, there's people that their headaches or their backache or their tennis elbow got better. But over and over and over, the leading testimony or the leading report that people tell me is, they say, oh, you know, my mom or my sister or my dad or I quit smoking with acupuncture, and of course they mean with auricular therapy. And the most common story is that they will remark that, you know, I never thought I could do it, and I never thought I could do it so comfortably. So, you know, for many people, in their mind, because of the anxiety or the fear that they had expected down the road, they said, you know, it was nearly effortless. Now, not everybody's that way, but a lot of people are. And so that's what we see, is that when we stimulate these points on the ear, those stimulations send signals to the brain, and these areas specifically are areas that are involved in our addiction process, in processes that are involved in that reward and punishment cascade. And so a lot of those sensations truly are diminished through stimulation with the auricular therapy.
So this gold magnet stays on your ear for, I mean, do you keep smoking? Do you stop smoking? How does that work?
Yeah, what we do is we encourage people to put it on to the proper location a couple of hours in the morning and a couple of hours in the evening. Most people will find after about two hours, a little bit more, that they in fact would feel a little, not a severe, but a little gentle tenderness or sensitivity, because the magnets are attracting and there's an acupressure effect as well on the ear. And so, you know, we say put it on a couple hours in the morning, put it on a couple hours in the evening. You certainly could in the midday as well. And as a person begins the program, some people, you know, their personality makeup will be, okay, I'm going to start this and I'm going to quit on my birthday, or I'm going to quit on Sunday, or I'm going to quit on New Year's Day, whatever, and they'll stop. Many people, however, what they will do is they'll say, okay, I'm going to start the program on this day, and I'm just going to begin to diminish. And that's one of the real nice aspects of the Zero Smoke device, is that people can use the device, and based on their personality, they can, you know, begin to diminish their smoking. And the common story, as we hear over and over, is that they get out a week or 2 weeks in the program and just realize that, you know, in that time they're down 20, 30, 50% or so, just because they don't have the craving anymore, just because they don't have the withdrawal side effects that are so unpleasant.
Well, Linda, let me ask you this. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if it's if we want to wait for the holiday here with you, or when's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your birthday. Boy, did you call in time, don't you think? Now, you know, I mean, we can go over and you know, you're going to hear as we continue with the show, you're going to hear us talk about why it's important to quit smoking, in case people haven't heard this. But especially for people that we love, I mean, it's very, very difficult. I mean, does anybody else in your family smoke?
No.
Okay, just you?
Just me.
Well, I commend Linda, because she's already recognized, and she says she feels better when she doesn't. And so that's really a very positive place to be.
That's a great place. So let's talk about this, because you know my show, it's about action.
Right.
What is it going to take? I mean, are you ready? Tomorrow's your birthday. What a great birthday gift. Are you ready to give this a shot?
Well, that's the problem. I've been ready. I just haven't figured out how to do that.
What we're saying to you is it's just time to do it.
Okay, so...
But I think, I want to ask Dr. Frank, what do you suggest?
Well, I think, Linda, that you're in a real good position. I do understand your sense of fear, anxiety, and I respect that. And again, what I would say is I think that it's an important lesson, or an important message for smokers to hear, that those feelings are not feelings of weakness. Those feelings are common, and while they're not natural, they are in fact natural when you're looking at an addiction substance.
Right.
And so I would very much affirm you from the things you've said. I really would affirm you. You know how you feel and how you feel better without it. And you know, Zero Smoke is, as with the rest of auricular therapy, it's not something that will make someone want to quit. So we do need somebody that wants to quit. But you sound like you're really there, and you just, like Dr. Pat says, this is a show about action. And I would encourage you to go ahead and get the device. There's promotions and opportunities right now that are really special with the Dr. Pat Show, and begin using the device as instructed. And I would not put too much pressure on yourself in that first week. In fact, in the manual, we really pretty specifically don't have people put pressure on themselves. And again, what we often find is that people email or call back in and they say, gee, you know, just without thinking about it, I'm smoking 20, 30% less. And then in that second and third week, then they can a little bit more deliberately begin to diminish, and they often are, you know, successful that within 30 days we feel like that we can help so many people quit smoking. So I think I would encourage you to take advantage of the promotions, and don't put too much pressure on yourself that first week, because you're going to see that the stimulation by auricular therapy will help you with a lot of things that you're feeling right now.
Well, let me just tell you some of the things we're talking about. And, you know, Linda, what would you think something like this would cost?
Probably my life, so it's important.
It's important. What do you think the product itself costs?
I have no idea.
Well, take a guess, because you've heard about, you know, what things cost, how much things cost to quit smoking.
Well, and I've heard of some of those programs, and they tell you, well, you can go to this conference and you can be hypnotized for, what, $50, and if it doesn't work, you can come back and you can keep coming back. Well, they don't seem to work.
Well, let me just tell you, we have created something with Zero Smoke. We've got a free trial for people right now. It's a free trial, and with the trial, you get a bottle of detox. And let me just move beyond that, because this is something that we put together with Zero Smoke. If you have someone else in your family that you know smokes, there is also on their website, zerosmoke.org, and I'll make sure that you all have that zerosmoke.org. If you buy two, you get one free. It is the best deal, and you get a bottle of tea detox.
Okay,
so all of this is for $39. Now, do you hear what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Okay, are you worth $39? Do you hear what I'm asking you?
Yeah, I'm worth it, but are my nerves worth it? That's the question.
Well, what I think Dr. Frank has said is this process is going to help you in more ways than you can imagine, and it eliminates the side effects.
And what is this detox? Because I heard about the magnet, but what is the detox?
The detox is a herbal botanical product that simply helps as the body is withdrawing and is clearing the toxins out of your system. It helps your body to eliminate those toxicity products.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I have one more question, because it sounds...
And then I'm going to give you a phone number to call.
Okay, well, I want that too, because it sounds like something that I could... Well, it sounds like right now that I could handle it. But you talked about the morning and you talked about the evening. What happens in between?
That's a great question. As I mentioned, we encourage people to use the product 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening. Primarily that's because if you kept the magnet on all day, you would find that the magnetic attraction, you know, as the magnets on either side of the ear are attracted to each other, that it creates an acupressure effect on the ear. And it'd be like if you were to sit there and just pinch your ear in one place all day long, it'd get a little tender.
Oh, okay.
And so simply what we do is we have you wear it for a couple of hours in the morning, take it off, give your ear a rest, and then put it back on in the evening. Now, there is no problem, and if you want to put the product on in the middle of the day, then you certainly can.
So it would really depend on how you felt about it. So if you didn't do it in the morning, you could do it in the afternoon and the evening and take it off before you go to bed.
Yes, you could. Now, the reason that we put in the morning is because, as you know, is if you've been smoking throughout the day in the evening and you go to bed and let's say you get 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep, people don't smoke in their sleep. So quite naturally, when they wake up in the morning, they are... Because of their sleep, they are in a period of withdrawal.
They keep the cigarettes by the bedside.
That's right. And many people, that's one of the first things they'll do is they get up in the morning. And so that's why we say in the morning is because your body already is in a not a lengthy, but some period of withdrawal. And the auricular therapy stimulation by the Zero Smoke magnets, again, it diminishes cravings. And it diminishes the withdrawal symptoms to help smooth out that process for you.
Okay, that makes sense now. Okay. And you said there's a phone number.
I'm going to give it to you right now because, you know, Linda, and I want you to send me an email because we're going to follow up with you. Tomorrow's your birthday. This is your birthday gift. 1-800 is the number,
okay.
578-3737.
Okay, wait, 800-578-3737.
1-800-273-3737. And if you go to my website, thedrpatshow.com, you're going to find Dr. Frank and I have been doing a series of interviews on this. We're going to talk about why quitting smoking is important, but it sounds like you already know it is.
Yes, I do.
Well, we'll have that conversation for the many folks out there that don't. Now, what area are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Okay, so you're calling from... So then you know about Howard Stern. Most people have heard of Howard Stern.
Yes.
Well, the Zero Smoke folks have done a great campaign with the Howard Stern folks. I mean, for many of you that haven't heard this show, didn't Howard actually put his staff to the test here, Dr. Frank?
Well, yes. What actually happened is that we had paid for, I think, a 30-second ad, something like that. And as Howard was reporting the ad, he sort of then said, you know, what is this? Is this another patch or something? And Sal, the stockbroker, his sidekick, Sal stepped in and said, no, I'm using this, and I haven't smoked in 3 weeks. And Howard Stern goes, oh, my gosh, you're right. What's up? And so now I think we're somewhere around 10 or 11 weeks now, and I checked with the office this week, and I understand that Sal is still doing well. It was great to get the word out for Howard Stern's audience, because what initiated from a short 30-second ad turned into about a 6 or 7 minute discussion, and then that was repeated several times. And so there's been tremendous excitement around those studios and others within the Sirius network of people. Again, you're looking at an industry or an area where there is a heavy prevalence of smoking, and so we're hoping that positive testimonies like this of people that are familiar by various shows give others the confidence to say, hey, this sounds like something worth trying.
Okay, Linda, there you go. We're ready to go. This is your birthday tomorrow. Tell the audience, tell all our listeners, so let us know, what are you willing to do right now?
I'm willing to try this, and I'm ready, I think.
I heard the I think.
Get rid of the I think. Let's hear you say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. We know you're ready.
Okay.
We know you're ready. Thank you, Linda. You've asked great questions coming from someone that is really on the edge, on the verge of doing something significant. And I know there are countless people out there listening to this show, Linda, that you have become the spokesperson for.
Thank you very much. And I am going to do this.
Great. Great.
Thank you.
Be sure and email us. Let us know of your success.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank
Bye.
You. Wow. Linda, happy birthday to you. This is going to be a birthday she can remember, don't you think, Dr. Frank?
Oh, I think it's tremendous. It's just perfect timing for her to call, and she's got a great chance of success, and her feelings of anxiety or fear are very, they're not abnormal, they're not unusual, they're not weak, that's what you have in many people who are looking to try and break the hold of smoking, and that's just one of the great things. I've been so excited to work in auricular therapy is to see the simple yet profound effect that it has on our brains and therefore on our habits, our pain, our body functions.
Well, and this is why we're doing this show. What makes you so passionate about this, Dr. Frank?
Well, initially my passion came because I was a very early in the 70s as acupuncture was first coming open into the U.S. I had a problem with low back problems that had failed the medical management of great doctors in the Dallas area. Excuse me. And as I went to an acupuncturist within three treatments, I was well and had accomplished something that conventional medicine had not accomplished I had incurred an operation, and I incurred therapies for well over a couple of years. And so that gave me a great deal of passion to have an experience where after years of pain and suffering that I go to something like acupuncture and I was well. And so I actually became involved in acupuncture, studying as a student and so forth, before I became a medical student.
Well, I have to tell you, this is such an important conversation. As you know, my story, my listeners, maybe not all of them have heard this. It's really tough to watch your parents, you know, my dad in particular, you know, go through the struggle and the pain of emphysema. I mean, and so much of this has gotten so much publicity about smoking. We now have laws that really make it extremely difficult for people to smoke, in this country at least. And, you know, yet we see young people across the globe that have so much great information, not able to really stop and say, this thing is really killing me. But after one quits smoking, there's great information on the website, zerosmoke.org. And the reason that the information is out there is because it gives you the answers to the question, well, you know what, it's too late for me to stop. I mean, that is probably, I hear, one of the most common responses to quitting smoking. I've been smoking 20 years, and if I smoke now, what difference does it make? What do we want to say about that?
Well, that's all too common, unfortunately. But, you know, I don't have it in front of me today, but one of the last two shows, I read an email from a gentleman that had smoked, oh, my goodness, it was 25 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And he had tried other, you know, other remedies to try and stop smoking, and he had gone to the Zero Smoke and was achieving his success. And so it's not too late. And in fact, I think another critical, message is that as a person does stop smoking, then their problems, you know, with their pulmonary system, their morning cough and the mucus and phlegm, their sense of smell, their taste. These are things that within a period of weeks begin to become restored. Of course, their immune system. And then eventually you're looking, that their risk of cardiovascular illness, their risk of cancers, these things truly begin to diminish once you quit smoking, and every week, every month, every year you go by, you achieve, I mean, you're moving towards the level of someone who's never smoked in terms of your morbidity, your mortality.
And this is why we're doing this show. I mean, it really is Talk Radio to Thrive by the Dr. Pat Show. That's what this is about. And if you want to find out more about the campaign that Dr. Frank and I put together with Zero Smoke, there are many shows right on the website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, or just drpatshow.com. If you use the search feature right at the top in our header and you type in the word Frank, you will see all of the shows come up, and you'll get to listen at many of those and get to check out the letter we were referring to. This is an exciting time for many people, and it's great to hear that, you know, Howard got on board with this, as so many other people. In your experience, what would you say is going on with our youth right now?
Well, I think our youth right now, of course, with their entertainment industry, whether it's music or video, film, whatever, there is again a swing back toward the glamorization of smoking.
Yeah.
And that's something that for a while, we had a dramatic decline in, but it's come back now. And so there's this sense that smoking is glamorous, and our youth today with their internet and their, MP3 and iPods and so forth, you know, they're just 24/7 information, and a lot of this, whether it's visual or auditory information, is information that oftentimes is associated with smoking or other things. And so I think it has, you know, they've somewhat been numbed, whereas a decade or two ago, we at least began realizing that there were, you know, serious risks to smoking, with this bombardment of information and images of glamorous people and wealthy people and, you know, people that have made their mark and so forth smoking, then they say, gee, I want to be that too, and they pick up that smoking as a part of that.
Yeah, and that's part of why we're doing the show, to really make sure we provide not only information, because we know what smoking does. I mean, it's really clear. I mean, don't we have the medical general out there and everybody else telling us this smoking's going to kill you?
You know, Dr. Pat, when I was in medical training, we had a poster in the Veterans Hospital where I did some of my training, and it had a picture of a quite elderly man with his skin was sallow and unhealthy, his coloring was unhealthy, his hair was unhealthy, his fingers were stained, you know, reddish brown from the cigarettes, and he had a hole in his throat from his tracheotomy tube, and the caption on that poster was "Smoking is glamorous," and it really was quite a remarkable poster. But our young people nowadays, they are picking up through the various entertainment medias, they are picking up a different message, and they really do think somehow it's glamorous. And then of course they get in and they find out that their clothes stink and their house stinks and their car stinks and their food doesn't taste good, and they end up getting recurrent colds and infections and so forth. And so it really is a different picture than what we were seeing some years ago.
It is a different picture, and yet it's also a hopeful picture with some of the remedies, so zero smoke in particular, that people can now tap into. It used to be, I don't know about when when I quit, the only solution we had or that I knew of was you throw the cigarettes away and that's it. End of the game. End of the story.
Well, that's right. And then, of course, we went through the time when we had the pills, the patches, the gum, as Linda said, the hypnosis. And of course, auricular therapy and acupuncture has actually been very positive, as I have mentioned before. But with zero smoke, we have an over-the-counter solution, and it's again, many times people will respond to an over-the-counter remedy and do very well. And so, rather than having to go to a therapist repeatedly, or rather than having to take pills or patches repeatedly, the zero smoke is a one-time purchase, but it's a repeated use.
And this is really a show today that we're doing that, for me, if there's one person, a person like Linda, that calls into the show that can see a way for her to move beyond that addiction, that's really what this is about. The other thing I want to mention to people, one of the stories that I heard recently from one of my listeners is that she, the individual that purchased the zero smoke, called and said, "You know what? I don't smoke, but my son does, and I decided that even though I know you can't change people, even though I know this, I thought, why don't I at least buy the zero smoke for him?" I think she bought the 2-for-1. I think a lot of people are buying the 2-for-1 because they know a couple of people.
Uh-huh.
And, or the 3-for-1. And she said, "And I bought these and I gave it to my son. I gave him your website to listen to the shows. And
correct.
I didn't tell him, I want you to quit smoking, you have to do it." But what she did is she wrapped it up. And she presented it to him and, you know, just gave it to him, left him in his room, and didn't hear from him in about a week. When she went in to clean the room, okay, she found, now I'm not sure how this is going, I don't want to make any claim, but she saw everything was opened up. She saw the information, the magnets apparently had been taken out of the packaging. And so this is how we can help people that we love, especially taking that first step.
Well, that's right. And you know, we saw at the VMA Awards, we had nobody that was in any way negative. Everybody was positive. And when we would just very simply explain, well, it's based on auricular therapy, which is part of acupuncture, people would say, "Oh, yeah, that sounds good." I mean, they were extremely positive.
Well, you know, when we look at doing the shows that we've been doing, I think that, you know, the positive part of this is that we can give people a solution that allows them to go through the process, whatever that may be. And so as we continue to look at reasons for smoking, I want to go back to some information that is on the Zero Smoke website. And again, I want to give that information out, www.zerosmoke.org. One of the things that I was struck by in answering questions from our listeners was around the topic we talked about. But the changes and the shifts are profound. Right away, we go from 8 hours after quitting, the carbon monoxide level in the body drops to normal. 8 hours after quitting. I mean, we're talking about the power of the body to start to heal itself, correct?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And within hours, they begin not only chemical things like that beginning to happen, but they'll begin clinical things, things that they'll begin to notice, not in 8 hours, but certainly within a fairly short period of time, people will regain their sense of smell and taste and things like that again as well.
Well, and then other things. I was blown away by this statistic that, several months after quitting, the circulation in your body improves and your lung function increases by 30%. I mean, now we're talking months. And the question that came up and I wanted to ask you is, does it matter when we give this information out to people? Does it matter whether or not you've been smoking 1 year, 2 year, or 20 years? Does this start to happen in the body regardless of how long you've been smoking?
Well, the good news is that no matter how long you've been smoking, that once you quit, our bodies, which are marvelous and are really designed to heal us and to bring us back into balance if we won't abuse them, that when we begin to when we stop smoking, then our body is able, without the insult of the toxins of the nicotine, our body is able to begin right away and start that healing process. And
well,
so that goes right back to what
mm-hmm.
we said earlier,
yeah.
is that whether somebody has smoked for 1 year or 25 years, there's never a time that is too late to stop.
No, there's never a time. And if you go to the zerosmoke.org website and you take a look at why quit smoking, all of this information is documented there. Just 1 year after quitting, just 1 year, and I know about this because I lost someone very dear to me from a massive heart attack, my stepmother. And there are a lot of things that my stepmother was able to give up, and she taught me the power of perseverance. The one thing that was extremely difficult for her was to quit smoking. And what I want to say about that is 1 year after quitting, the excess risk of coronary heart disease decreases half that of a smoker. 1 year, that risk decreases to half of a smoker. And so you have improved your chances after 1 year. So year after year that each person out there is able to stop smoking, that is how you're declaring a longer life in a lifestyle that you desire. So this show today is for everyone out there to ask yourself the question, are you worth it? Do you know what I'm saying, Dr. Frank?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's never a time that's too late to quit. And the health and the way people feel begins to change for the good, just so quickly after they're able to stop the smoking. And so
mm-hmm.
that's what we're excited about, to help people have a tool that will genuinely help them. I appreciate Linda's honesty and what she's feeling, but I really hope that people will begin to understand the message that they don't need to feel bad or they don't need to feel weak, that quitting smoking is difficult because it's an addiction and it really is difficult. But through auricular therapy, through Zero Smoke, we have tools that can truly have an impact on the neurophysiology, that have an impact on the brain addiction centers and decrease those cravings, decrease those withdrawal symptoms, and make that process of working towards success a much smoother process.
800, this is the number, 1-800-578-3737, 1-800-578-3737, www.zerosmoke.org. As we wrap down this show and wind down, I wanted to ask you. You have been all over the country, all over the world, really, taking this message out, talking to people about zero smoke, introducing them to a new life, actually, for themselves. How would you summarize what this experience has been for you?
Well, it's been an exciting experience and a great pleasure. It's an opportunity for me as a physician, as a medical acupuncturist, to introduce people to a therapy that's over the counter. It's simple. It's inexpensive. It's very reasonable and rational. It's based on auricular therapy that we have been familiar with for not only addictions but pain and medical illness over the last 50-55 years. And it's just real exciting to get the word out so that people understand that there are some very real remedies out there that can help them achieve the healthy lifestyle that they're seeking.
Well, you know, this has been a great show and a great conversation with you. You and I have connected on many levels regarding this message. And, you know, this show today is winding down. I know that you have been an incredible spokesperson, and you and I together are taking this message out. Every show you and I do, they live in these archives, and they are accessed by countless people, thousands of people. And so as we continue to do this, the one thing that I know is that we stand and hold faith for those people out there that may not have the faith for themselves. What's your personal message for our listeners tonight, Dr. Frank?
I would like to leave a message of encouragement that for those like Linda who know that they feel better when they stop smoking and who really do want to quit, but they're either held back because of anxiety or fear or maybe it's a cost factor that keeps them held back. But I would like to give a message of encouragement that they can quit smoking, that auricular therapy and zero smoke can help them do that, and the gains that they have for their life are just immeasurable. They will, as people quit smoking, they will in the first hours and days begin to see benefits, and in the first year reduce dramatic health risks, mortality risks in half. And so it is something that people can achieve, and I want to give them that great encouragement that's very real.
Well, you're very real. So is Zero Smoke. And we want to thank you and ZeroSmoke.org for getting this moving to present to millions of people an opportunity for them to create a new life. I want to thank you so much for joining me today and the listeners. And a special thanks, a shout-out to Linda, for having the courage to pick up that phone and stay with us on air and ask all of the questions that probably many folks out there have in their minds but weren't really ready to ask. Thank you so much for joining the show today, Dr. Frank.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. I really enjoyed it, and Linda was great.
Absolutely. I want to thank all of our friends at BBS Radio for pushing all of those buttons, and I want to wish everyone a fabulous week. Make sure that you know deep in your heart that you have the power to create a new life and create a new day, as you've heard on this show and will continue to hear from us. I want to thank you. Step out into the world. Take that first step with the confidence that you are born to experience. We'll see you next week right here on the Dr. Pat Show. I can hear